This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet meeting approves civil service amendment rules, forms Red Cross Committee, and clears hydropower projects in today's meeting. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha called for effective budget implementation and strong inter-agency coordination. Nepal calls for stronger global action against wildlife trafficking. And Congo's Ebola outbreak rises to 100 deaths out of 550 cases after a month. Now the news in detail. The government of Nepal has approved the Civil Service 16th Amendment Regulations 2026. During a cabinet meeting held today at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhalarbar, government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel said the meeting also decided to form a 9-member ad hoc committee under Bisal Kumar Bhandari to manage and streamline the leadership of the Nepal Red Cross Society. The cabinet further granted approval for the use of national forest area for 4 hydropower projects: the Lower Arun Hydropower Project, Lower Nyadi Khola Hydropower Project, Khunsa Khola Hydropower Project, and Tari Khola Hydropower Project. In another decision, the cabinet accepted a report submitted by a committee formed to study and investigate former Home Minister and Member of Parliament Sudhan Gurung. The government said the decisions are aimed at improving administrative governance, supporting institutional management, and facilitating key energy infrastructure projects. Minister for Communication and Information, Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha, has stressed the need for effective and results-oriented implementation of the national budget through improved coordination among government agencies. Speaking at the third quarterly review and ministerial-level development problem-solving committee meeting for fiscal year 2025-26 held today, Minister Timil Sinha emphasized that budget allocations must be translated into tangible outcomes in the coming fiscal year. He urged concerned bodies to enhance efficiency in both capital and recurrent expenditure. The minister noted that financial progress remains below expectations, with expenditure performance recorded at around 41%, calling for timely improvement in spending systems and implementation capacity. He also highlighted the importance of clear responsibility, coordination, and accountability among agencies under the ministry, stating that government offices must ensure smooth execution of programs within their respective jurisdictions. Officials from the National Planning Commission and heads of various departments under the ministry were present at the meeting. The discussion focused on reviewing ongoing programs and strengthening coordination mechanisms to improve overall government delivery. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Kanal yesterday held a virtual meeting with the Secretary of State for Defence of the United Kingdom, John Healey, and Minister for Veterans and People, Louis Sander Jones. Issuing a press statement, the ministry stated that the meeting primarily focused on the British Gurkhas' unresolved long-standing grievances, including the demand for proportionate pensions. On the occasion, Minister Kanal stressed the need for a mutually agreeable solution to the British Gurkha grievances at the earliest possible time, highlighting the significance of the British Gurkhas in the Nepal-UK relations. He requested the British government to demonstrate from the perspective of justice, fairness, and respect to address these issues. Minister for Veterans and People Sander Jones reaffirmed her commitment to working closely with the Nepali side to address the issues of the British Gurkha veterans. Earlier yesterday, Minister Kanal held a virtual interaction with the representatives of the British Gurkha veterans based in the United Kingdom. Nepal has called for stronger international cooperation, enhanced law enforcement, and greater support for local communities to combat wildlife trafficking and environmental crimes. addressing a UN General Assembly high-level debate on preventing and combating illicit trafficking in wildlife and other crimes affecting the environment. Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, said protecting wildlife and biodiversity is a national responsibility rooted in Nepal's long-standing commitment to conservation. Thapa highlighted Nepal's progress in biodiversity conservation and wildlife crime prevention through robust legislation, political commitment, institutional coordination and community stewardship. He reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to combating the illegal trade in endangered species and conserving biodiversity, noting that Nepal hosts the Secretariat of South Asia Wildlife Enforcement Network. Thapa said, "The country continues to advance regional cooperation, intelligence sharing and coordinated responses against illegal wildlife trade and other transboundary crimes." He stressed that environmental crimes require a whole-of-government, whole-of-society and international response, calling for stronger institutions, improved enforcement, joint operations and capacity building. Thapa also emphasized empowering local communities, particularly women and youth, and urged the international community to enhance financial resources, technology transfer and technical assistance to support countries working to protect wildlife and the environment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 100 people have died from Ebola less than a month after authorities declared an outbreak of the disease in eastern Congo. Attacks on health workers from angry residents, skepticism among some locals and armed conflict in hotspots continue to challenge efforts to stop the spread. Out of 550 cases of the disease confirmed as of Sunday, there have been 101 deaths and 19 recoveries, according to the latest situation report that was issued on late Monday. The number of cases, though, is believed to be higher because the outbreak was confirmed weeks late and response has been challenging also because the virus has no approved vaccine or treatment. The latest Ebola disease outbreak is caused by the rare Bundibugyo virus, which does not have an approved vaccine or treatment, unlike the Zaire virus responsible for most of Congo's past 16 outbreaks of the disease. Israel has said it will continue military operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon despite a pause in direct hostilities with Iran, warning of strong retaliation against any attacks on its territory. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said any attack on northern Israeli communities would be met with strikes on Beirut's southern suburbs, a stronghold of Hezbollah. He added that the Israeli military would continue operations against the group in Lebanon and rejected what he described as Iranian threats. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel had halted attacks on Iran after Tehran stopped its strikes, but warned that any renewed attack by Iran would be met with force. Iran's military said its recent actions were carried out in support of Lebanon and warned that stronger measures would follow if Israel continued what it called hostile acts, particularly in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said both Israel and Iran were seeking an immediate ceasefire and the negotiations aimed at a broader peace agreement in West Asia were progressing. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Cabinet approves civil service amendment rules, forms Red Cross Committee and clears hydropower projects. In today's meeting, Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha calls for effective budget implementation and strong interagency coordination. Nepal calls for stronger global action against wildlife trafficking at United Nations. And Congo's Ebola outbreak rises to 100 deaths out of 550 cases after a month. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.